Shavuos Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Nishba Levatel Es HaMitzvah. Somebody made an oath and swore that he was going to nullify or not fulfill a mitzvah. He swore, I'm not going to put on tefillin. Or he swore, I'm going to eat treif. But in the end, v'lo bitel, he didn't, in fact, he wasn't over the mitzvah. He did put on tefillin. He didn't eat treif. Patur. Then he's patur from the shvua. Despite the fact that he broke his shavua because he swore he wasn't going to put on tefillin, and then he did, but lemaisa, that shavua was not chal because the evil, lahara olehitiv, only applies for optional things. When it comes to something where you can't do an avera, that shavua isn't chal in the first place. As long as he wasn't over it, he's pater a carbon. He doesn't have to worry. Lekayim velokiyim. If, on the other hand, he swore he was going to fulfill the mitzvah, and then he never got around the chance to fulfill the mitzvah, pater, he's pater again. Because a shvuas bitui can't be added to a mitzvah that already exists. He's also not chayev for shvuas shav, for swearing in vain, because you can make an oath to yourself to do a mitzvah. In the Masechta Nedarim, it talks about this. You can try to be mezarez yourself to do a mitzvah by swearing that you're going to try to do it or that you're going to do it. But he's not chayev a carbon. And the Mishnah continues, shahayev adin shu yehi chayev, kidiv Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So the Mishnah says, now it might be a kal v'chomer, it might be inferred that he should be chayev for not fulfilling, like what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, ma im harushu she'eno mishba oleho mehar Sinai, haru chayev oleho, just as a voluntary situation where he never had a warning about it on Har Sinai, meaning an oath where he says something about I will eat fruit, I won't eat fruit. That's not part of Har Sinai. And if he does such a thing, then he's chayev. So if he's over a shavua like that, well then, in odishei chayev oleh, shouldn't he certainly be chayev a situation where it was a mitzvah on Har Sinai? So if he swore to fulfill something, and Har Sinai, meaning the Torah, says something about that mitzvah, shouldn't he be chayev to break his oath on such a thing? Amr lo lo. So the chacham said to him, no. Imamarta b'shuas harashus, shekein osav olav kehein. That's one thing, because when it comes to a shavua of a voluntary nature, right, where the guy didn't have to make the shvua, so it's optional, and he's chayev a karban, are you going to say it's because the Torah made a lav and a hain equal, that is a negative and a positive shvua? I swear I will eat, I swear I won't eat. That's true of a shvua. A negative shvua or a positive shvua have the same halacha. But Tomar b'shuas mitzvah shelo asav olav kehein. Can you necessarily say the same thing if he made a shavua regarding a mitzvah? The Torah didn't make a negative and a positive the same exact thing. How do we know that? Because she'em nishpa levatel, if he swore to be mevatel a mitzvah, v'lo bitel, but didn't actually go through with it, pater. He's pater from a carbon. So your logic doesn't hold. A shavuas reshus isn't the same as a shavua regarding a mitzvah. A shavuas reshus, you're chayev in all kinds of situations. A shavua to be mevatel a mitzvah that you didn't fulfill, you're not chayev in those situations. They are not analogous types of chiyuvim and shavuos, so the kal v'chomer that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was trying to make does not hold, and as a result, we say that he's a putter in a situation where he tried to make himself do a mitzvah and he didn't fulfill the shavua. He's putter from the shavua oath, because mitzvos are different. That's the bottom line. Parakim l'mishnah zayin, shavua shalo ochal kikar zeh. Somebody says, I am not going to eat this loaf of bread. And then he repeats the shavua using different languages. Shavua shalo ochlena. I will not eat it. So he used a different language for the shavua, but made essentially the same shavua. Shavua shalo ochlena va'achala. He made a shavua, I will not eat it. So this is now three times he repeated himself on the shavua, and then he did. So how many shavuas is he chayev for? Because he changed the wordings of what he was going to do. So in chayev ala achas, he's only chayev on one count of violating a shavua. Because although, as they explain in the Mefarshim, the difference between the wordings is, when he says I won't eat this kikar, he's talking about the loaf, and he eats even a kezias, he's chayev. But he says, I will not eat it. He's implying I won't eat the entire loaf of bread. So if he ate a kezias, he wouldn't be chayev. Nevertheless, we say that the second shavua, not to eat the entire loaf, was included in the first shavua, where he said, I'm not going to eat this kikar. So a shavua ain't ochal on top of another shavua. If you already have an oath, a second oath is not going to be chal on top of that first one. It's essentially the same shavua. And that's what he's got. He's only chayav one. Zohi shavuas bitui. Shechayav nal zadon amakos val shigigasa karben olav yored. So this is a declaratory, a spoken shavua, where one is chayev for malchus if he did it, if he violated it on purpose, and a carbon olav yored if it was b'shogeg, as we've said earlier in the Masechta. So this is kind of a summary statement. And the Gemara explains that we learn from this Mishnah that a person who swore not to eat and ate gets malchus, but somebody who swore to eat and did not actually eat does not get malchus, because violation where there was no action involved, there's no malchus. So Zohi Shavuas Bitui actually teaches us an unusual halacha, that this case where he said, I won't eat it, of the loaf, this case of our Mishnah is the one where he gets malchus or has to bring carbon. But if he swore to do something and passively did not do it, then he's not going to get malchus for that. And therefore, Chayavan, on the other hand, the Mishnah finishes, Shavuas Shav, a vain oath, Chayavan al Zadon Makos val Shigigas HaPater. Unlike the Shavuas Bitui, where he's chayav malchus for mezid and he's chayav a carbon for shogeg, in the case of a vain Shavuas Shav, which we will explain in the upcoming Mishnayos, in that case he's chayav malchus if he did it b'mezid, and he's putter from any penalty if he violated it b'shogeg, as we're going to see.